Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're joined by Dr. Ashton Poppel. She's a board-certified chiropractor and a member of the Nebraska Chiropractic Physicians Association and the American Chiropractic Association. She was born and raised in Beatrice, Nebraska, and practices now in Gretna. Dr. Poppel fell in love with the profession of chiropractics after working in the field and witnessing the amazing benefits of this care in other patients. She knew her purpose was to help serve others as a doctor of chiropractic and to provide the highest quality, efficient, loving care to as many people as possible in order to create a healthier and happier community. Dr. Poppel is a Webster-certified provider and works with many pregnant and pediatric patients. She's also a member of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association.
Welcome, Ashton. Thank you for joining us on this episode. I know that chiropractic care in pregnancy is super important, and I am very excited to learn kind of about the background of chiropractic care, what benefits it has in pregnancy, and some other items that you may think is important. So could you please just start us off with a brief history of chiropractic care and how it benefits the body and the mind?
Yes. Also, thank you so much for asking me to come on the podcast. I'm very honored. Okay, brief history. 1895, D.D. Palmer actually gave the very first adjustment to a man named Harvey Lillard. And Harvey Lillard was a janitor in the building that D.D. Palmer had been working at. He was partially deaf, and D.D. Palmer just noticed he had a lot of weird postural stuff going on. So he's like, let me just check you out. And he adjusted him, and his deafness went away. After the first adjustment, he could fully hear. And wow. So, yes, I know. So he had then just went on this journey about figuring out why this happened. And it all roots back to neurology and our nervous system and how our nervous system controls every other organ, every system, every cell tissue in our body. And now we have the science that definitely proves that. And so all of his theories and philosophies now are well researched, and we have the data to show that this is actually more than just musculoskeletal conditions. It helps everything in the body. So chiropractic is for overall health and wellness, which is what I love so much about it, because we do have patients that come in with certain musculoskeletal-like conditions, but they start noticing they're sleeping better, focusing better, less stressed overall. Kids come in with ear infections and GI symptoms, and those improve. It's just a wonderful way to incorporate another tool into your tool belt for your health and wellness. So everybody knows pregnancy postures change dramatically within a very short amount of time. So from a biomechanical standpoint, it is so relieving for most pregnant patients to get adjusted through their pregnancy with just physical symptoms, but also since it does help control the nervous system and how that nervous system controls everything else, it can help with GI symptoms like the reflux, the constipation that you can get sometimes with prenatal vitamins, such things like that, headaches, like hormonal headaches, nausea with pregnancy, sleeping. There's so many different things that it can impact during pregnancy other than just what you typically think of with sciatic pain, mid-back pain, neck pain, that type of thing. So a lot of our moms love getting adjusted because they just feel better overall. And you want mom to feel good, because when mom feels good, baby thrives.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. At what point in the pregnancy do you suggest somebody start seeing a chiropractor if they aren't currently under the care of one?
As soon as possible. honestly. A lot of the women that I see in my practice end up getting pregnant, and we see them, you know, preconception to as soon as they find out, and then through their pregnancy. I truly believe that every pregnant patient needs a chiropractor on their birth team, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it? We hear a lot about how chiropractors are Webster certified. What does that mean? And is it absolutely crucial that somebody in pregnancy seek out a chiropractor that's Webster certified?
I will always recommend that a pregnant patient does see a Webster certified doctor, only because you do learn different things specifically to help the pelvis balance. And there's different parts of the technique that can really make or break the pregnancy. And there's other things that you learn with prenatal certifications, things to look for, things to assess that could help you see if there might be some red flags going on in their pregnancy that, you know, a lot of times our patients will see us more than they'll see their OBs or midwives, especially early on in the pregnancy. So if there's things that come up in conversation, different symptoms, different things that we can physically see on the body, blood pressure issues, stuff like that, then we are able to make sure that mom and baby are healthy. And that's not always taught in schools. You get a very, very limited education on prenatal care. You have to go outside certifications to get that. So at least working with somebody who is comfortable with working with pregnant patients, Webster technique is just such a perfect technique for pregnancy, because it does specifically balance out the pelvis, which makes an optimal environment for the baby to develop, but also to get baby in a good position for labor and delivery. Also makes it much more comfortable for mom. And it's a really gentle technique, which a lot of moms really, really like as well.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering too, now that you've spoken about kind of a more of a gentle technique, what does an appointment look like for a pregnancy person? I know most people generally, when they go to the chiropractor, they think they lay down on the table, they get, you know, quote, popped or cracked. Mm-hmm. How is that the same or different in pregnancy, especially in your practice, but mm-hmm. overall in general?
So in my practice, generally, I'm a more gentle technique. I do more low force technique with all of my patients. But with pregnancy, with Webster technique, it is designed to be a very gentle analysis and a very gentle technique. So you really don't have any popping in the lower back. I'll just kind of walk you through on a daily visit with a pregnant patient. So they would come in, we have with our table, we have these really nice pregnancy pillows so mom can lay down on their tummies, and it has, yes. And it's a lot of moms will just be like, can I just lay here the rest of the day? It relieves so much pressure just to lay on your belly and have that release in the low back. But then I check with a certain leg length test to see which area of the sacrum needs to be adjusted. And it's a very gentle, very easy technique. There's no popping. But then I also, after that adjustment, we look at the different ligaments, the different muscles, and see where there's some imbalance in with those. And then we work on those different areas to make sure that everything in the pelvis is nice and balanced. So it's a very comfortable technique. And I always ask mom too, how everything's feeling while we're doing things. And we can make modifications and all of that. But the technique itself for Webster is designed to be a very gentle technique.
Great. Okay. What are some contraindications for chiropractic care in pregnancy? Is there any time where a pregnant person maybe shouldn't be seeing a chiropractor?
So with the technique itself and with the type of technique that I do, I have not come across any contraindications other than if a patient has like higher blood pressure, like preeclampsia, anything like that, there's certain techniques that we stay away from. We don't want to introduce any increase in intra-abdominal pressure either. So that's why I really do feel like a lot of prenatal chiropractors do err on the side of a more gentle technique, even if it's not Webster. We are doing more techniques that are a lot more gentle just everywhere in the spine. But I think the biggest thing is just making sure that we're having an open dialogue conversation with the patient every time they come in, asking how OB midwife appointments are going, asking how ultrasounds are going, and then also having a good co-management relationship with their other birth team providers. So I really have it. We have patients who come in with all of these things, with high blood pressure, diabetes, placenta previa. We have preeclamptic patients. We just make sure that we are all on the same page with their birth team and really making sure to document any changes. And then if we do see any red flags, like if a patient comes in and from the last visit they were in, they have a lot of increased edema, anything like that, we make sure the patient makes sure to contact their OB or their midwife and get in right away. So,
sure.
Yeah.
You kind of spoke a little bit about this before with, you know, controlling nausea and the joint pain and all of that that can be improved through chiropractic care. Have you ever had a patient come in maybe already in labor looking for either an adjustment, or have you seen any research that shows that getting that chiropractic care can reduce labor time?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing with the labor time reduction is patients who consistently see a chiropractor through their pregnancy and their pelvis is consistently in a balanced state, it's just functionally easier for baby to come out. Easier because baby is in an optimal position for labor and delivery. And when mom's pelvis is in an optimal alignment, baby does have an easier pathway to come out as well. And mom is more comfortable. And so I have had some patients come in with having symptoms of possible labor and delivery. And typically they do end up going into labor, a full-blown labor later that day or into the next day. And we do provide some different acupuncture induction techniques as well. When the OB and midwife are okay with it, we start to do that just to get energetically the body balanced and ready for labor and induction or labor and delivery. And that those points also really help to decrease overall stress in mom as well. So I personally got adjusted right before I got adjusted a lot, and my baby did not want to come out. But I did all of the things to try and get things going. Ultimately, baby has their own timeline. They innately know when they're ready, but it can help mom feel a lot better. And just making sure that pelvis is balanced right before they go into labor. I mean, that's an amazing thing that you can do for yourself.
You have kind of been alluding to this along the way, but you mentioned that the Webster technique helps baby be in an optimal position. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot of moms or people recommending to go see a chiropractor if your baby is free. Can you kind mm-hmm. of explain how the Webster technique can help baby spin around and how or even prevent a breech presentation?
Yeah, so I mean, we can never say that we turn breech babies because we physically cannot do that. But by creating a balanced pelvis, and so I'll just tell you, like, obviously if there's restriction, if that pelvis is unbalanced, it's going to be harder for baby to get down into an optimal position. But also with the muscles in the front, the psoas muscle, the hip flexors, and those round ligaments, if those are unbalanced too, that kind of like creates restriction for baby to get down in a good position as well. So by balancing out all of those different things, if baby is supposed to go head down, then they typically do. And sometimes it can take one visit. Sometimes it can take multiple visits, but it does happen more often than not. And if it doesn't happen, I always preface anybody that comes in that's breech, or if a mom who's been under care comes in after their 20 week and say baby's breech or baby's transverse, you know, babies sometimes innately knows too, if there might be a reason that baby needs to be in a breech position. So, but I think having, prefacing that so mom doesn't always get their hopes up, because sometimes, I mean, nature is smarter than us, but knowing that we're creating, you know, that type of environment and consistently doing that should help most cases. But, you know, baby does have a mind of their own. So, yeah.
You've also said that, you know, you work really well with the midwives and the other providers, that chiropractic is an all around a portion of the birth team. So we were wondering, what other services would you also recommend that would have benefits during pregnancy that maybe would be more of an alternative, natural course, just an OB or a midwife?
Well, I 100% think every prenatal patient, every postpartum patient should have a pelvic floor PT as part of their health team, yes, 100%. I don't do any of that type of work in my office. And so there's a handful of different gals that I work with, co-manage patients with around the city that are amazing. But I personally had never even heard of a pelvic floor PT until after my first child. And it was a complete game changer. And so I knew when I went to practice, that wasn't necessarily something I wanted to focus on, but I knew I needed to have really, really good pelvic floor PTs as part of a referral team for my patient. So 100% pelvic floor PT. And then obviously a massage therapist, because you go through, your muscles go through so much and you're holding so much stress, just not even physically, but emotionally. Going through pregnancy can be very hard for a lot of moms. And so being able to relieve some of that stress through a really good prenatal massage therapist, I would highly recommend as well. And acupuncture is just another really good adjunct to any type of natural health care for anybody, but it can help a lot with nausea and a lot with stress and anxiety, things that maybe a pregnant patient cannot be on. They were medicated for before, but they can't be on medicine for it now. Different things that they could help naturally without, and still having some sort of relief without having to be on their medication during pregnancy.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Dr. Popple, anything else that you would like to, kind of in wrapping up here, anything that you think we might have missed that people or our listeners would like to know or should know about chiropractic care?
I think one of the biggest things that, I had already talked about, a lot of people think chiropractic care, they think neck, back pain. I like to talk to patients about stress and how we're always, always under some sort of stress. And there's a few different types of stress. We have physical stress, emotional stress, chemical stress, and that's never going to change. We're always going to have that in our lives. And how we adapt to those stressors is what makes us ill versus healthy. And so whenever we have chiropractic care, we are directly affecting the nervous system. And when the nervous system is working at a really high level, you are able to adapt to stress better. And that's why I love when patients like come in, and I love when they're feeling better physically, but when patients say, I am sleeping better, my moods are better, I just feel more focused, I feel less stressed, it's because I know that's exactly what's happening. And you're able to adapt to these things that we're always going to have. But I feel like a lot of people don't know that. So everybody should have a chiropractor for sure. But I 100% believe every pregnant patient should have a chiropractor on their team.
Yeah. Well, I know chiropractic has helped me immensely, both in pregnancy and after the fact. just with the stress of running after those kids and on a daily basis. So, but I definitely wanted to thank you again, Dr. Ashton, for being with us today, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you so much, you guys. I love what you guys are doing. I'm so proud of you for what you've built.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. You can find more information about Dr. Popple and the topics covered in the show notes. Please consider making a donation to Omaha Better Birth Project to help make birth better for low-income and teen families in the Omaha area. Check us out online at www.omahabetterbirth.org.